very much also for those words of encouragement. I move further through the agenda. Agenda item 6, other matters. Does any delegation wish to raise any other matters? As there are no requests for the floor, we will now move to our next item. Adoption of the report, I already explained. We are not going to do that. Then we move to agenda item 8, closing of the meeting. And I have some closing remarks for you. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I would like to close this meeting on a positive note. Somebody else already said that. And I believe we can rightfully do so. I think we can look back at a week of substantial and productive expert discussions and deliberations very much with the same energy as I experienced during our session in March, and perhaps even more. I would like to express my sincere gratitude to all high contracting parties and observers for their active participation in our deliberations and in particular for their constructive attitude. My gratitude also goes out to the hard work done by the CCW Implementation Support Unit, as well as by the members of my own team. Work that not everybody can always see, but that I can assure you happens around the clock. As I communicated to you in my letter dated the 26th of July 2024, my goals for this week were to achieve provisional consensus on the working characterization and to make progress towards reaching a common understanding on the application of IHL. As was illustrated by our discussion this afternoon on the working characterization, we have not yet found provisional consensus. And that is perhaps an understatement. I do believe, however, that we have worked out in detail where some of the remaining divergences lie. Even if the current text does not yet represent this, I am of the view that we have come much closer to an agreed concept by better understanding why high contracting parties have different views. We have a lot of food for thought and concrete text elements to consider. Regarding all other elements in the rolling text, I'm glad we were able to have meaningful and productive discussions on the document as a whole. As also referenced in my letter from 26th of July, the original rolling text contained both agreed and new language, and I thank delegations for their inputs and guidance for us to consider all perspectives needed to come to an updated version. As noted earlier, I'm very much aware that the different sections are connected and need to be considered holistically. Such an approach also enables flexibility later in the process, as the document gives us space to consider not only substance, but also the precise location of some topics. Some of you have already made proposals to that, in the elements of a potential instrument. And I believe that, in the spirit of cooperation, this can resolve a lot of divergences that still exist. Now, regarding the way ahead. I have already indicated that I will not sit still during the intersessional period. But first things first. You have given my team and myself a lot of homework from this week. What I believe we can realistically produce in the short term are two products. A chair summary of the week, under my sole authority, and two, a revised version of the entire rolling text, again under the sole responsibility of the chair. Once we have revised the rolling text, I will plan the necessary intersessional consultations to start preparing for our sessions in 2025. The exact details will be communicated to you shortly. In parallel, I will prepare for my update to the meeting of the high contracting parties of the CCW in November. This will be an oral update, and I will contain my perspective on the progress we have been making. Distinguished delegates, before I close the meeting, let me share a few final thoughts on our process for next year. I feel that we have made real progress in fulfilling our mandate. In general, I think we are on the right track. But I want to draw your attention to the fact that we have only 4 more sessions until we reach the ultimate deadline of 2026. And according to our mandate, we should complete our work as soon as possible, preferably before the end of 2025. And that's only 2 sessions. But we must keep in mind that this includes devoting time to finalizing and adopting our report. I therefore urge high contracting parties to stay engaged and to keep developing their thinking on laws with a view to achieving consensus. I will also be calling on a group of friends of the chair to assist me and indeed the group in making progress on specific issues going forward. I will get back to you soon on how exactly this arrangement will look. I will also continue to ensure that you receive documents and updates in good time, and that you are given plenty of opportunity to engage during the intersessional period. Should you feel the need, my team and I stand at your disposal for consultations at all times. In closing this meeting, I would also like to thank the conference officers, interpreters, technicians and security officers for their work throughout the session. I wish you all a good weekend and safe travel home. Thanks again for a productive week, and looking forward to see you in the intersessional period. The meeting is now closed.